Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Connor and Michaela. Hey guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to smash the follow button so that you don't miss out on a single one of our awesome adventures. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too, let's go! Connor and Michaela were sitting on their couch inside, and they had run out of ideas of what to do. "We're so bored," Connor said. "What do we do?" Michaela and Connor were both a little frustrated. They had run out of things to do. "Well, why don't you guys go play outside? It's a pretty nice day. Why don't you go figure out something to do?" said their parents. Connor and Michaela looked at each other and they said, "It's so hot and I don't know what to do. We've played all the games and we don't know what to do." Have you ever felt like that before? Oh, definitely. Me too. Yeah, it can be fun when you can think of something fun to do, but what do you do when you don't know what to do? Connor and Michaela looked out the window and they said, "Okay, we'll go outside." Connor and Michaela both put their shoes on and started to walk outside, when all of a sudden, something crazy happened. "Michaela, do you see that in the sky? Is that an airplane or a star? What is that thing?" said Connor. "I don't know, but it looks like it's moving. And wait, it's getting bigger. Wait, it's getting closer. And look out! Boom!" Connor and Michaela dove behind some trees, and all of a sudden, crash! "What was that?" said Connor. He was hiding his eyes underneath his hands and buried in the grass. Michaela was the first to poke her head up and look. "Connor, open your eyes. You're not going to believe this." As they opened their eyes and looked around the tree, there it was, a ginormous space rock from the moon! Dun, dun, dun! "What? What is that? How did that get here? It's some kind of asteroid or meteor. I don't know." Connor and Michaela brushed the dirt off of their clothes and stood up and walked closer. There was smoke pouring from the rock, like it was really hot, and maybe it was more like steam, but there was a lot of it.
Whoa, Michaela, don't get too close, or it could be dangerous.
"Oh, Connor, I'm sure it's fine. I just want to take a look at it." Michaela walked closer and gently touched it. It was like she was touching it to see if it was hot. You know how you like tap something with your fingers to see if it's hot? Yeah, that's what she was doing. "Yeah, Connor, it's warm, but it's... Wait a second. It's not warm. It's cold." "What? Feel this. Connor, come over here." Connor reluctantly walked over and carefully touched it. And he said, "Yeah, you're right. It is cold." And as they laid both of their hands on this ginormous rock, something happened.
Whoa!
Connor and Michaela started spinning in circles. Smoke was flying everywhere, and all of a sudden, they were the size of an ant. As they looked up around, they realized that they were in the middle of their backyard, but the grass looked like trees. They were so small. Everything was ginormous. That rock was now a mountain. The grass were now ginormously tall trees. And what in the world are we gonna do, Connor? Michaela shouted. Connor looked around. He was breathing really fast.
"I don't know what we're supposed to do, but I'm, how do we, oh wait, touch it again. Touch the rock." Connor ran over and put both his hands on the rock, and nothing happened. Wait, how are we going to turn back? Did we get shrunken down forever?
Okay, calm down, Connor, said Michaela. We got to take a deep breath. Whew, and figure this out.
Just then, it started to rain. And rain can be nice and fun, except when you're really small. The raindrops that were falling from the sky looked like they were the size of water buffaloes and elephants. Run!
The two of them ran to look for cover. They remembered that there was a tree nearby in their backyard, and so they ran over to that tree.
Connor and Michaela hugged up against the trunk of the tree and noticed something. Michaela, do you see that? Connor saw this little door at the bottom of the tree, one that they never noticed before because it was so tiny. But now that they were small, it looked like a normal door. They walked right over to it and opened the handle. It was unlocked. Should we go in? Said Connor.
I guess so, because it's pouring rain and we need to get some cover. Let's go inside.
Michaela was the first to walk in the door. Connor was close behind. They walked inside. It smelled a little musty and wet and kind of like dirt.
Michaela, what do you think this is? Wait, what's that sound?
They were hearing a bunch of noise, kind of like there was a bunch of talking going on. And as they rounded the corner, Connor saw this was a ginormous ant house of some kind. There were ants all over the place, and these ants looked ginormous because they were so small.
Hello, hi, my name's Michaela, and this is Connor, and could you guys help us?
Hey, what's going on there? Said one of the ants.
Well, we accidentally got shrunken down, and we're not exactly sure how, but you guys look like there's something wrong. What's going on?
Oh, something terrible happened. Our queen has been stolen.
Your queen has been stolen?
Connor, that sounds serious, said Michaela.
So like the queen ant? What do you mean stolen?
Yes, said one of the ants. I mean stolen. You see, there's grasshoppers back here, and they're really mean, and they've always been trying to get rid of us. I guess they want this land for themselves. And they stole the queen to try and scare us away, but we're trying to come up with a plan.
That's terrible, said Michaela. Why would they do such a thing?
Well, I don't know, but I guess ants and grasshoppers have been fighting for a very long time, said one of the ants.
Well, hi, my name's Connor, and this is Michaela. What's your name?
Oh, you can call me Bart.
Oh, hey, Bart.
Well, is there any way that we can help? Like, where do the grasshoppers have the ant? Have your queen ant?
Well, we're not exactly sure, but we have come up with a plan to get rid of the grasshoppers for good, said Bart.
Whoa, like, what do you mean?
Well, we have got to find a way to scare them away. And when we saw that ginormous thing crash down onto the earth, it made a giant earthquake.
Oh, the ants are talking about that huge asteroid thing that crashed in the backyard.
Yeah, imagine if that... that must have felt like a ginormous earthquake to the ants, right?
Yeah. Bart started to tell Connor and Michaela the plan to scare away the grasshoppers.
Well, I guess that could work, but won't they just come back and fight you again later? Said Michaela.
Yeah, but maybe, but we gotta show them who's boss.
Connor and Michaela looked at each other. They had learned recently that there might be a better way than fighting to solve this problem.
Connor and Michaela came up with a good plan.
We should throw a party, like an all bug party, said Michaela.
A party? What are you talking about?
They stole our queen.
Yeah, that's really bad, but sometimes parties are better at solving problems than fighting, said Connor.
Connor and Michaela convinced the ants to put together a giant party and to invite the grasshoppers. That night, there was an amazing bug party.
I've never been to a bug party before, but this one looked pretty amazing. If you were to throw a party for bugs, what would you include in the party?
Yeah, I think they want sweet things, so probably candy.
Bugs like sweet things. And something to drink, yeah. And some games. I wonder what games bugs like to play.
Well, at that party, the ants and the grasshoppers had a really fun time together, and they learned that they could actually be friends instead of enemies. And the queen ant came back home to the ant kingdom. And now, what are we going to do with Connor and Michaela? They're still the size of ants!
I'm glad that they solved that problem, but, oh dear, they got a problem for themselves.
All right, Connor and Michaela, thanks for helping us, said Bart.
Is there any way we can help you?
Yeah, we're trying to get back to that giant rock over there, but looks like it would take days to make it all the way back.
Oh, don't worry, we'll help you. The ants and the grasshoppers found a way to get Connor and Michaela back to the rock really quickly. And as soon as they touched it with both their hands, they instantly turned back to normal size.
Whoa, that would be so cool to have that magical rock in my backyard. Or wouldn't that be cool to have one in yours, where if you touched it, it turned you into the size of a bug?
Well, I'm going to keep my eyes out for a shrinking rock. And you should too. We'll see you next time. Bye!
Great job. You listened all the way to the end. And you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Rose from Washington, Caroline from Texas, Grayson and Emmett from New York, Anae and Haya from New Jersey, Kennedy from Illinois, Hamash from South Australia, and Jack from Germany. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!